Welcome to Embrace the Grain Photography Podcast, a podcast focused on all forms of photography and the people who love to create. If you love cameras, analog or digital, old or new, expensive or economical, we welcome you here with open arms. Hello and welcome to episode 93 of Embrace the Grain Photography Podcast. And yes, I did check before I said that, because you never know, I could say the wrong one. I've done it before, I'm sure. Tonight we have a very special guest, as well as Jake and Larry and myself. And it is Katya. I'm saying that right, am I?
It's Katya.
Katya, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
From 12 Months on Film. So tell us a little bit about your project.
Sure. Thank you guys so much for having me on here. I really appreciate the time and effort you're putting into this and giving me a little bit of limelight.
Thanks for being here.
I really appreciate it. So 12 Months on Film, I cooked this idea up in December because, you know, nothing like the last minute and the new year and all of that.
Of course.
I really wanted a way to stay engaged with the film community throughout the year and do something that felt doable, that felt like accomplishable. And I unfortunately kind of failed the Frugal Film project last year.
No, so did I. Don't feel bad.
I did too. Yeah, it's all right.
I'm glad
I got all the way to June.
That's. I think I made it to maybe October or September even, and I ended up with like 4 roles left over, and I was like, oh no.
I got to August, but I haven't developed them yet.
Oh man.
So that's a big fail. Anyway, go on.
So I wanted something that I felt I could do and accomplish and complete, I guess is the word. And I have a collection. I did like a rough count, and I think I have maybe over 30 film cameras that were either gifted to me or I bought at estate sales or, you know, swap meets. And I'm not sure that all of them work. And I figure, what's the point of having all of these cameras sit on your shelf if you don't know if they work? Mm-hmm. And so luckily, my friend Amy from Film Shooters Collective told me that she would help support me and that she would join me in this project. And the premise is you shoot a different film camera for the 12 months of the year. It doesn't matter if it's medium format, 110, instant, Polaroid, doesn't matter. And you can use any kind of film, black or white, expired, doesn't matter. And you submit what you shot. And we started a community and it's been going well, I think, so far.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, sounds like a
fun agree. Project. I think that's the photography is very inspiring, too.
It has been kind of incredible. So I have never done anything like this before. I kind of stay behind the shadows or in the shadows, I guess. I don't really stick my head out there much. But luckily with some support from friends, I've been able to encourage people to join. And it's been honestly incredible seeing these cameras that people use. They're cameras that I've never heard of. And just, I think somebody used a camera from the 1930s.
Nice.
Cool.
Well, my February camera is from the, I guess, 50s. It's a 6x9 folder.
Okay.
That's awesome. Does cool. It shoot, if it's a folder, so does it shoot 120 or 116?
120, yeah. 120. It shoots 120. And it's a brand I'd never heard of that's escaping me right now. It's in the car, or I would read it off the thing, but I have it in the car, so I'll remember to shoot with it.
Oh, nice.
But it's not a Kodak. It's not a Zeiss. It's a really off-brand that I've never heard of before with three shutter speeds and just a couple of f-stops. So I can't wait to see what it does. It's supposed to have a really good lens, though, so we'll see if it has leaks, bellows leaks, too.
hopefully minimal leaks.
We'll all learn together.
Yeah, and I guess if you want to know what camera Larry shot, you'll have to join the group and check out the project.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Where would people find your group?
So as of this moment, I'm just on Instagram, and it's called 12 Months on Film. I am trying to figure out a way, because we have over 1,000 followers at the moment, and it's a bit difficult trying to manage everybody's submissions, because sometimes people will submit one photo, or they'll submit like a series of photos, and I would really like a way to showcase their work, right? You know, I mean, people are putting time and effort into this project, and I want to help showcase the work that they're doing. So I'm thinking of doing like a roundup at the end of each month, and doing a Dropbox link where people will submit one photo with the camera information and the film information, and then I can host it on my blog until I find a different way to help showcase people's work.
Well, that's a great idea, but time consuming.
Yes, it is, but I think it's worth it. I mean, I think people are putting effort into it, and I want them to know that I am as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so what did you shoot in January?
So I kind of cheated, and I was actually away on holiday, and I used a little camera that I got for Christmas, and it was one of those reusable cameras. I think it was called Heyday. And I loaded it with some expired black and white film, and I just dropped off the roll yesterday for development. So I'm kind of close myself.
At least cool. You got it done.
Yes.
And Larry, what did you use for January?
Last month was a Mamiya M645 with the 55 millimeter lens. I did shoot one with a telephoto, a 210, but the Mamiya 645 was the body, and my favorite lens is the 55 f/2.8, and I shot that on Ilford XP2, my favorite black and white film, probably my favorite nice. Film.
Yes. Nice.
That is a nice film.
I like it because it's very forgiving, especially for old cameras.
Yeah, for sure, and you can develop it with your color.
Exactly. That's why I like it.
Or I can drop it off at my lab and they can develop with their color.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about
it. I'm going to attempt to do it, but I don't know. It might be like last year's Frugal Film Project. And I got January done, but I haven't developed it.
It's always that extra step that gets you, isn't it?
It is. It is. So in January, there was 127 day. And last summer I had great intentions. I loaded up my baby roll with some it's not Raripan, it was something else, but it's similar to HP5. I suspect it's re-spooled slit HP5. That's been redone. But anyway, I put that in the camera last July, and then I didn't shoot it until January.
That sounds actually very familiar.
And I knew it was loaded because I'd stuck the label on the bottom of the camera, so I remember there's film in it.
It happens to all of us.
It does. And I got out there and I thought, do I remember how to shoot this thing? Been a while. So we'll see when I do get them developed. Hopefully everyone moves out of the house soon and I can get that done. I have extra house guests, so I apologize in advance if there's extra noise. So, yes. I don't know if you could hear that.
Just the thundering elephants in your house? Yes.
Yes. There are little footsteps going up and down the hall upstairs.
They toddle hard.
They do. Anyway, so I apologize for that. There he goes again. Anyway, so Jake, what have you been up to in the last week
or two? I really haven't been up to a whole lot in the way of photography, that's for sure. I'm still sitting on a mountain of exposed film that I need to develop, And I didn't shoot my Frugal last month, so yeah, that's about my update.
You failed on the first month.
I did, yeah. I didn't even make a post, so it's like I never even joined in the first place.
Well, I didn't fail, but my camera did. 9 frames in, my Minolta Maxim rewound the film, and I was just shooting away, chucka-chucka-chucka, and zzz. So 9 frames in, it rewound the film, and it was a 36 exposure roll, which is very painful. And rather than try to fish it out, I just took it and processed it. I got 4 usable images from it, so I consider myself well ahead of my track from last year.
Yeah, at least you got something usable. Shame about the camera, though.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what's wrong with it. Why we would rewind so early?
First clue, I think that the film may have been rolled tightly, and it felt like it was at the end. But I had another Minolta Maxim, and so rather than risk killing another roll of film, I just decided to switch out the bodies, and I'll try that one out again when I have some film that I'm not so attached to.
Right.
Oh. That makes me nervous because that was one of the cameras I was going to use this year.
This was a 5T, I don't remember, a 5, 5 something with some letters behind it. And it was new, and I bought it for $25 from my neighbor's moving sale. So it felt very frugal to me, but I should have known there was something when she said, yeah, my dad hadn't used that in about 15 years, and last time he used it, he threw it into that box.
Oh, so, oh no.
Because he was angry at it. So maybe he only shoots 9 frames. Maybe that's why he's mad at it. But I had a 7,000 handy that was only $10 or $12 more. So I considered myself still frugal, and decided to switch out. And I have shot with that one before, so I know that it has done at least 2 full rolls, so I'm happy with that.
Oh no. I have yet to ever get a Maxim 7000 to work.
Oh man, thanks for the heads up.
And I've had 5 of them.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. Well, now I'm going to be on Tinder hooks.
And the last one that I bought, it worked when I took batteries and tried it before I bought it, and it all worked. And I brought it home, and it worked for 2 frames.
Yeah.
And it went in the box.
So I should be lucky to have gotten 9?
Well, no, I went and bought a Sony A, an older body, and used all of those lovely, lovely Maxim lenses on it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I have all the lenses, like, after you buy that many, you get all the good lenses.
Yeah,
might as well put them to use.
Exactly.
It's important we know how to pivot as film photographers.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Go digital.
All right.
That'll make a certain listener happy to hear.
Right. And also, my camera review this week is a digital camera. So.
We're going fully off the film rails here.
Well,
we're gonna get Jake topic, getting a film a digital one yet.
Well, the topic is why every film photographer should have a good digital camera.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
But I think everybody should have both.
Right.
Yeah, different tools for different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
A different discussion for a different time, maybe, but I've become really enamored of the little Canon G-series digital cameras, the little rangefinder-looking cameras.
Yeah.
And my mental illness is completism. If I get a G5, I have to have a 4 and a 3 and a 2 and a 6 and a 9. So I'm slowly gathering every G camera that was ever made when I see them. I'm also cheap, so that's another problem. Those two fight in my brain, but I'm going to collect all the G cameras, and I gotta tell you, those things are beautiful.
I think I know another guy who was like wanting to collect all F cameras.
Oh man, that's more expensive than the G's.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Katya, do you collect anything besides multiples?
I collect film cameras. That's about it. I've got shelves of them at the moment.
But any certain brand or you're flexible?
I feel flexible, but I do have a really big soft spot in my heart for point and shoots because they're so easy. And I think my favorite point and shoot, I mean, quote unquote point and shoot, is the Olympus XA2.
Yeah, great little cameras.
Yeah, love those XAs.
Yes, I haven't shot. I've only ever shot on the XA2, and I loved it so much that I bought another one as a backup. So,
oh no.
the XA2 is my favorite. I've only shot with the XA and the XA2, but yeah, love the XA2.
Yeah, they're great cameras.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say they're great cameras, and I've taken them to multiple countries and haven't had like major issues with them. And I think sometimes the mistakes that happen with the light leaks is beautiful. So for me, it works out.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Well, I have, I'm old enough to have bought one new in the box when they were new. And I got mine because my buddy at the camera store was supposed to save me a 35mm lens for a shoot I was going to do that night. And he sold the lens out from under me by mistake. So he sold me his XA, saying it's a better 35mm lens than the one I was going to give you. I was going to sell you. So I ended up with a camera instead of a lens, and I have used it. It's probably, I mean, it was new, so that was 1989, like, maybe.
I was going to say that was only 5 years ago, wasn't it?
That was like that stuff, right?
Yeah. You guys are sweet. What are some of the other favorites on your shelf?
So I don't know if you could tell, but my name, I was adopted as a kid from the Soviet Union. So I also am starting at this ripe age of however old I am, I'm starting to collect Soviet cameras.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I have three so far, and I'm always on the hunt for another Soviet camera. I'm like looking at my shelf. I've got a couple Holgas, you know, because I can't go wrong with Holgas. And over, I did the emulsive Secret Santa exchange over the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I received a folder as well. It was a Kodak Tourist.
Oh, yeah. Neat.
620. Yeah,
yes. Yeah. I'm really excited. It came in the original box, and I ended up finding the person who sent it to me and was like, thank you, please tell me more information. And he said that it was his aunt's and it was in great condition. And he sent me some funky film that I can't even tell you the name of because I was so unfamiliar with it. But I'm hopeful that camera works because I would love to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good thing about those Kodak folders, most of them anyway, you really only have to worry about the bellows for the most part. The shutters are usually extremely simple, probably just a couple speeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll be fine.
Yeah,
I will give you a warning that I've never had one that would really take 120 without a modification. So if you might need to actually buy 620 film, or at least re-spool it.
Yeah. Respooling's an option.
You can,
and
sometimes,
it's not hard.
No. It's apparently not, but I still need to give it a try myself for my K1 Rolleiflex. But I've heard of people getting away with, especially in folders, when you just need a little bit more room to squeeze it in, is taking some nail clippers and just trimming the spool a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just sort of trim. There's like a little edge on most of them that you can kind of see if you take it off.
Exactly.
Just take that edge off. Yeah.
Just the edge. Yeah. Yeah, because the 620 spools are just slightly smaller than 120.
Okay. Thank you. I will try that. Hopefully, it will work. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, and I guess you'll know immediately if you can't squeeze it in. Some cameras are are just a bit too tight. Like my my Rolleiflex is that way. You couldn't fit a trimmed 120 spool in there if you tried. Just too thick, I think.
Yeah. Well, the folder I'm using for the 12 months is actually a Romer, which claims to be made for both types of film. It takes 120 fine. I know that.
Yeah.
I did look it up. I did dig up the camera that I that I said I was using. So
what is the brand?
That's interesting.
Again?
I've never Romer. I'm going to go back to find it. It's a. It looks like it's an off-brand or not real popular brand folder from the maybe late 40s, early 50s. It's really handsome, really Art Deco looking, and Romer is the brand, and I never heard of it before, and I saw it at Goodwill, and I put it in my pocket.
You like, said yes.
I mean, after paying for it.
yeah, I should say. So that's really frugal, Larry, and I'm telling.
We're tattling.
That's the first I've heard of that too, Larry. Yeah. Made by Universal.
Yeah.
They made like the Univex cameras, plastic cameras too.
Yeah.
The quote unquote advantage is that one of the little struts is broken, so I can tilt the front standard like it was a view camera.
Get a little movement on your 120 yeah. action.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give that a try.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So maybe we should take a small break here and make sure that this thing is actually recording.
That it saves at least.
Yeah. Right, like that's not ever happened before, right, guys?
Right, yeah. Yeah, we get the recording started by sharing message now, at least, but that doesn't always mean anything. We learned that the hard way.
Yeah, yeah. So let's just take a small break and we'll be right back.
I would like to offer a modest proposal that almost every amateur film photographer needs a decent digital camera. And from my experience, you can't go wrong with a Canon crop sensor DSLR from just a few years ago. Let me explain. Why does a film photographer even need a digital camera? First, if you're anything like me, you are the family photographer, expected to capture and share the memories while everyone else enjoys the party and the birthday cake. This whole process goes much more smoothly for me when shooting digitally. I move the photos to my phone or laptop, upload or post them right away, and then I can have my cake. Secondly, most of my photos wind up on one of the socials anyway. While I do love crafting a photograph with a film camera and enjoying a big print on the wall, most often I just want to grab a snapshot. If it's interesting, maybe it goes on the gram. Anticipation is a great experience for great photographs, but full disclosure, very, very few of my photographs are great. Very few. Waiting days or weeks for a film to be developed kind of kills the mood for mediocre pictures. Not that I condone foisting mediocre photos on your friends and followers, but let's be honest, sometimes we do. And finally, if your DSLR has 20 or more megapixels, it's likely to be a greater all-round film scanner than your flatbed. I know in theory a 35mm negative can hold way more detail than 20 megapixels. But in the real world, my Canon 70D has produced beautiful, quote-unquote, scans that have produced beautiful 11x14 prints. For me, that's plenty, and I don't have to wait several minutes while a scanner grinds through a strip of negatives. And this leads us to why I believe a Canon crop sensor DSLR is a great choice for a film photographer's digital camera. It's the EFS 60mm f2.8 macro lens. I love this lens, and it's perfect for film scanning. It's inexpensive, sharp as a tack, with a flat field of focus. It presents a reasonable working distance from a 35mm negative, but will only work on cameras with an EFS mount. That means Canon crop sensor cameras released after 2003. Warning, crop sensor Canons released in or before 2003 do not have an EFS mount. They also don't have a 20 megapixel sensor. While cameras like the 10D can and do make great photos, they may not be great for a film scanner. The 60mm is a wonderful lens off the copy stand too. With Canon's 1.6 crop factor, you get a field of view very similar to a 100mm lens, and the f2.8 is plenty wide enough for some nice bokeh and good portraits. I would say it reminds me of the Nicor 105 2.5, but I wouldn't want to cause any Nicor fans to clutch their pearls and pass out. If photographing flowers and bugs is your thing, the 60mm EFS is close to perfect. It focuses from infinity down to 1:1 without any auxiliary tubes or special settings. With Canon's famously good autofocus and the lens's ultrasonic motor, the stigmas, stamens, pistils snap right into focus. As nice as it is, the macro is not my only EFS lens. I also love the 24mm pancake. It really lives up to the pancake name. Mounted, it doesn't extend much past the hand grip. On the 70D, the teeny 24mm makes for a package that will easily fit in a jacket pocket. It's like a very capable point-and-shoot with a 38mm field of view. It will even focus down to 6 inches. These primes and an 18-135 zoom make a capable kit. Another good reason to choose a Canon DSLR is that it lets you into the wide world of Canon EF mount lenses. To be clear, EFS mount cameras can use EF lenses. It does not work the other way. Canon made more than 140 million EF lenses over 3 decades. Who knows how many more third-party lens makers produced? Some of them are dirt cheap and barely worth that, but some can be very good bargains. The famous Nifty 50 feels cheap but makes some nice pictures. Nice Sigmas, Tamarins, and Takinas often show up for sale at a nice price too. And once you get a stable of EF mount lenses, pick up a 35mm Rebel camera for $25 and join the Frugal Film Project. It all comes full circle.
Anyway, we are back. And Ketja, can you tell us about Instagram and how to join your project? And you were mentioning something about how to be a collaborator.
Sure. So if you would like to submit your photos for the month, I ask that people tag our account, and then Instagram has an option that's called Collaborator, where it's like one step further. It's a different screen that it will take you to, and it will say add collaborator, and then you can tag the account 12 months on film. And on my end, it shows up, this person has invited you to be a collaborator on their post, and I accept it. It will show up on the main feed of the account, and that way everyone can see your photo. It's just, for me, I feel like it's better visibility. And sometimes people are not, they don't want that option. So what else I've offered is people can DM me the photo that they want, and I will download it and then re-upload it with the camera information and the film information.
Okay. That sounds simple enough.
It's a work in progress, I have to be honest. And if there's hiccups, like, I'm willing to work with you, right? I'm figuring it out too. Like, I'm not an expert over here on social media, even though it's like my age group. I still don't know what I'm doing.
At least you've got it up and running.
Yes.
Yes. Step one, check.
Exactly.
I was sitting there. I should take a page from you for the Frugal Film Instagram page.
Yeah.
I've just been looking for hashtags and sharing them that way, but that's kind of cumbersome.
Well, and I think that the hashtags are just, they don't, for me, I'm following the hashtags, right? But they don't always pop up in my feed. So I have to like go and search. And then when I search, sometimes it's a hashtag that somebody has from like December, you know, January 1st versus February 1st. Right. And so then it's just more time consuming for me to look for the hashtags, which is why I thought the collaborator option would be a better option. I mean, granted, it's all a work in progress.
Yeah. Sounds like a great idea.
I don't know why Meta won't put a recent button on the hashtag search page. That would be so happy. It would make everyone so happy.
I know, right?
Yeah, Sherry and I have talked about it privately before when I was doing the Instagram, but it used to be, I feel like, recent posts and then top posts, and now it's top posts and recent top posts.
Mm-hmm. And what qualifies as a top post, right? Like,
exactly. Yeah. I don't really care how many likes something has. I just want to see it using our hashtag.
Somebody who's participating deserves to have the share, not just because it's got 500 likes or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the whole point of it for sure. But I guess Instagram is going to Instagram.
Yeah.
It's gonna do what it wants to do, and we're along exactly. for the ride.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not like we're paying for it.
It's Zuckerberg's world. It's Zuckerberg's world, and we're just living in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
We're getting what we're getting what we paid for.
Every dollar. Yeah. I don't want to sound like a grumpy old man, so I'll shut up.
yes. Anyway, so
well, as the resident gas victim, please share some more of your cameras because you only got a couple of them in there.
So, okay, you're right. Okay, one camera that I'm actually excited to use is a gift, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, and this is a similar thing to what you were saying earlier, Sherry, is I loaded a roll of film in the camera, and I have not used it in 3 years.
So oh, it's been
sitting there. But it's a 3D printed camera from Dora Goodman. Are you guys familiar with them?
Yeah.
So yes. I received one as a gift years ago, and it's got the RB67 back on it. And then it's got the separate Mamiya lens on the front of it. And it came as a kit. So you bought those things separately. And then you it came with sandpaper and little screwdriver, and you put it together, and there it is.
Okay. Yeah. I've always coveted one of those. I have an RB67, and I also have the Mamiya press camera, so I've got the lenses. I just need to get the thing in the middle.
Yeah, yes, so you could if you have a 3D printer, I think you can buy the kit online now.
Oh, that's interesting. Good.
I dropped a few hints for my wife to get me a 3D printer for Christmas that they didn't take, so I'm going to have to go get one for myself.
I hate it when that happens. Now, Larry, you go and you buy it and you wrap it up and you put a card on it with her name on it to you.
Oh, okay, thank you.
To Larry from Mrs. Larry. Right.
Well, we are overachievers in my house, so we actually have 2 3D printers, so we're all about it.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a good setup there. All kinds of camera-related goodies you can print.
Oh, absolutely. So for the Frugal Film Project, I actually started making some 3D printed mods for the Holga because I was hoping if I made it more interesting, I would be successful in the project.
Oh, no.
I printed lens caps for the Holga. I printed a Splitzer lens, which cuts it in half. And then I printed a remote shutter for the Holga.
Did you forget to take the lens cap off your Holga?
I have done that before. Or have it in bulb mode accidentally.
Yeah.
That was my first experience with the Holga. I got my pictures back and I couldn't figure out why they were all blurry. And then I looked at the bottom of the camera and it was flicked onto bulb.
I should have left the piece of tape on there, hey?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I put the piece of tape back on.
The Holga was my first red window camera, and I wound all the way to 7 before I realized it.
Uh-oh.
I tried to put in a 220 roll in the Holga, and I couldn't figure it out, so I just rolled it all the way through.
Oh, no.
I was like, I can't find the numbers. Where are they? And I just kept rolling, and I was like,
Yeah, just a 1, I think, on 220 to line up the first frame. I think the front and the end is backing paper, I think, and the middle is no backing paper at all.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I so just no realized good, we are such no nerds. Cameras.
Sorry, I cut you off, Larry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just realized we are such nerds. I love it.
That's what we're all about.
We're embracing the grain.
We are.
Nerds rule the world, you know.
They do.
I guess speaking of embracing the grain, Katya, I noticed you mainly shoot color. Do you have much experience with black and white, or you just eventually landed on color and kind of stuck to it?
I think the second one. Love bright, vivid, bold colors. That's just, I don't know what attracts me to this life. I have so for my frugal film project, I actually shot black and white for the 6 or 7 months that I was successful in that. And that was, I think that was HP4 I shot for the year. I just don't post any of my black and white photos. I do have them. And I've shot, I was doing a test roll on my Olympus OM10, and that was black and white. And then recently for the January, I shot 2 rolls of black and white testing out different cameras. So it happens. It's just not very often for me.
No, that's fair. You're mostly color.
How about you? Do you like black and white or color?
I mainly shoot black and white. But yeah, I shoot a lot of color as well. It's just I'm more apt to develop if it's black and white, which isn't even that true, but it feels like it is.
It feels successful to you to shoot in black and white. Yes.
Yeah. It feels like more of a mountain to climb if I have to mix up a C41 kit.
I have not developed any of my film yet. I, of course, have some of the equipment to do it and some kits, actually. But that is one of my goals to do, is to develop my own film.
You're part of the way there if you've got some equipment.
I have the, it's like the powder bags I got, and then I've got the tank, and then I've got a dark bag. I don't even know what it's called, but the bag where you stick your hands
bag,
in it.
Yeah. Dark bag, yeah.
And do you have plastic reels or metal reels?
To be honest, I don't even know. I came across it recently when I was cleaning out my garage, and I was like, oh, I should probably do something with this.
So all you need is some Fiji water bottles, the 1 liter size for chemicals, because they are perfect. A tub to put water in and sous vide.
Oh, okay. I have a sous vide, so that would be perfect, actually. That sounds doable.
It is doable.
That's the best invention for photography since photography. Sous vide.
Yeah, it works real well for doing C41 and E6, I'm sure.
Yeah, I like those water bottles because they're square and they hold exactly a 1 liter kit.
Mm.
So
that's a good tip.
Just make sure to mark them well.
Yes, take your Sharpie marker and write all over them.
Exactly.
But otherwise you could have a disaster.
Exactly, yeah. No one wants to drink the fixer.
Yeah.
No. Or the
twice,
Blix.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, bleach wouldn't be that great for you.
No. So, anyway, yeah. So, I've had some news come across in my feed here this week that Flick Film has a new 800 speed C41 film out.
Aurora 800.
Yes.
Yes. I don't want to speak too soon, but I actually am getting my hands on a couple rolls to review it. So I'm really excited.
Oh, super. Ooh.
Oh, sweet.
Now, yeah. Flick Film is local to me.
Oh my gosh, how are you not best friends with the, isn't it Dave? He's the president?
Dave, yeah, he's 5 hours away. That's how. I'm not going to jump and drive 5 hours. Yeah, but yeah, he's local enough that I can just call him up on the telephone and say, I need this. And he'll go through his stuff and he call me back. I have this and it's this much. And
he's the guy that runs the camera store too, eh?
He is.
Yeah, I bought my F2 from him, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I got my birthday Nikon F from him.
Yeah, your birth year, right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I told him I wanted a camera that was the same month and the same year as I was born. And he come back and he goes, I have a Nikon F here that's in beautiful shape. So
yeah,
that's what I got.
So 5 hours is Canada local?
It is when you live where I do.
Yeah.
Wide open spaces, eh, Sherry?
It is. I could even tell you the back way to get there.
That's 10 hours probably.
Yeah, but there's no traffic. A lot of film. And there's no traffic.
strong.
It might be 4 hours. Because there's no traffic. Get it? anyway, yeah, so it's pretty cool that the local Alberta business like that is finally getting big.
I think it's well deserved. I absolutely fell in love with the film that they put out, Elektra 100.
Yeah.
It's respooled. I think it's Aerochrome 4 or 5.
Oh,
yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a roll in my fridge. I have to shoot it, though.
It makes your reds prepared for that.
Okay.
I was talking to Sherry earlier. I've still got mine in my freezer, too, waiting to be developed, like most of my film.
Well, you got further than me. Mine's in the freezer, but it hasn't been shot yet.
Well, don't one develop step it.
Further along.
No, it won't be in there. No. So, yes. But, oh, that's exciting news that you're going to get some right away to try out.
Yeah, so I started writing for the website shootitwithfilm.com. Are you guys familiar with them?
Yeah, for sure.
I think so, yeah.
So I actually heard from Molly Cate. She was telling me, or she was posted on Instagram, that Flip Films was coming out with a new 800 speed. So I wrote, and I was like, could I please have some? I would love to try it, and I would love to review it for you. And he said, sure.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for the review. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, great. Yeah. No pressure, guys. Come on.
Yeah, now you're in trouble, hey? Everybody's going to be asking, where's that review? What did you think of it? We want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Other than that, I don't really know anything else new.
Was there a new, was it ISO 3 film that came out recently, or it's going to come out?
Is it a 1.5? I heard about a new 1.5 film.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe there's one of each.
Oh,
yeah. Can only hope.
I guess you can push it to 3.
<I'm sorry. laughs> Who's so coming out with that? Is that ADOX?
Oh, uh-huh. Sorry. I think that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a color mission? Yeah, I think maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, anyway.
Yeah, are you into the really slow stuff?
I personally have never shot anything slow. Have you guys?
I have some, but I haven't shot it yet.
I haven't shot extremely slow stuff. I think ISO 25 is probably the slowest I've shot.
Oh.
I have a roll of ISO 6 film in the fridge that I got from the film photo project that I haven't put in a camera yet. So... obviously you want to shoot that, you know, in the summer in daylight, and it gets to be October before I realize that I left it in the fridge. So that's been 3 years now.
Yeah, it happens.
Oopsie.
So I'm going to try this out. Yeah, thank you. It's the ISO 1.5 from ADOX. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Perfect.
I always have good intentions, and then I think... oh, I'm chasing this kid around. He moves way too fast for that.
You would follow him around on a tripod and it still wouldn't work.
No! So, yeah.
And when he's sleeping, you want to be sleeping too, so that's a bad time.
He's not going to sleep unless I'm sleeping, so. Or at least sitting. Good time to watch TV, I guess. Yuck. Let's see, today we watched Bluey.
Oh, man.
Okay. I can't believe one show is still on TV that I would never let my kids watch, and it's still on.
What show is that?
Caillou.
He always annoyed me as a kid.
Yeah, I always found after they watched it, they started to act like him.
Yeah, he's kind of a bratty little kid, isn't he?
And I thought, well, where is this attitude coming from? And then I watched the show with him, and I thought, you can never watch this again. He's a bad boy.
too funny.
Oh, well. Yeah. So, well, I'm. Do you have any plans on making a website for your project?
I'm not against it. I would have to go pick my husband's brain to help me get it all organized and set up. And that may be where the project will shift. I think a website might be a better platform than Instagram, you know, because there's some people that are not pleased with Instagram, and I can understand that, or they prefer to be on Facebook, and it just becomes time consuming.
Yeah. Yeah, that is one of the reasons that we went from my personal website back to Facebook, is I just couldn't maintain it, and it was growing too big.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, it's got to be something that everybody can access and upload their stuff to and write their write-ups that they want to write up to, rather than me sitting down for hours and hours every month and doing it.
It becomes overwhelming, time-consuming, and tedious all at once.
Yes.
And when it turns into a job, you just don't want to do it.
No.
Right.
It's got to be fun.
Photography is our hobby, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't
exactly.
want it to feel like work, for sure.
No, I have enough of that.
yeah, we all do, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I guess, is there anything else you want to add?
Nothing that I can think of. I want to thank all of you for your time.
Well, I'm glad that you joined us. And what is your social media email that you would like to share with everybody? Could we?
Sure, absolutely. So my personal one is analog.katya, and it's K-A-T-Y-A. And then my website is my name, krowny.me, and it's krowny.me. And you can see some of the 3D printed items that I sell on there, and some all of my travel photos are on there as well. It's like a portfolio. And then for the project, it's on Instagram at 12 months on film.
Nice. Excellent. Okay. That I guess covers it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again.
Thank you for having me, and I'm so glad that I at least have one or two people that joined.
I'm gonna try. No guarantees. I really should get a bulk loader and make myself some 6-frame rolls.
Yeah, that's what I need to do too, Sherry. Real short rolls.
Well, I had a Minolta that made me a couple of 9-frame rolls.
Unintentionally.
Got 3 extra out of that one.
Yeah.
What a bonus. Anyway, so yeah, we will keep track of you on Instagram. And until next time, everybody stay positive and embrace the grain. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello and welcome to this episode's Photo Cue. With Valentine's Day coming, I figured let's throw some flowers people's way. Who in our community has influenced you the most over the last year? Make sure to look on the Embrace the Grain podcast Facebook page to see the answers of everybody else. Have a great evening.
So.
Well, I remember the Bible when it was new, so you can't.
You were there when the commandments were received.
Yeah.
Okay. We had lots of laughs in the break. I should have pushed record and recorded it.